You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I wanted to show you this.
Oh, is that your keto cookie?
That is a homemade. It's homemade keto, so no flour, no sugar, chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, look at that. I'll leave some of those out for Santa. Is it good? It's a little crunchy. It's a little tough.
That's not bad. Well, I got it out of the freezer.
Okay. Chili.
Ever eat frozen cookies before?
No. It looks good. It also looks like something I'd break up and feed to the pigeons.
Well, you save where you can.
Hey, can I read you a real quick email? Going back about an hour, Dom asked me if I'd ever get a motorcycle, and I said, no, I'm not going to get a motorcycle. My dad was a fire chief. I heard too many horror stories about motorcycle crashes and things like that.
Well, yeah, it's funny. My dad was the same way. He called them murder cycles.
Yes.
He would not ever allow me to have one.
Yeah. So Christine wrote in, and she says, Jeremy, I'm a firefighter's kid as well. My dad lined us all up, made us raise our hands, and promised to never use, never, ever use an automatic coffee maker. I guess he had a really bad fire when it came to that. He also didn't like us to use electric blankets, and he wouldn't let us use crock pots. The struggle is real. I love the show. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. I hope she has at least broken the rule on the crock pot. An Instant Pot or something.
I wrote back. I was like, that's so funny. My coffee maker has actually been on the fritz this past week, and I told my dad about how I needed to get a new one soon. He called me the next day and said he was actually up early thinking about my coffee maker, and he didn't want me to use it anymore. He's been concerned about it ever since I told him. He said he's seen too many homes burned up by electrical fires, and I told her, I'd rather have him speak up than have a fire at the house. But hey, you know what? When you do this stuff for a living and you see all this stuff catch on fire, you're going to warn your kids, you know? And then I did right at the very end said, I'm not giving up my crock pot, though.
No.
Not a chance. So thank
Speaking
you,
Speaking of kids, what are your kids asking for Christmas, Jer, that you are refusing to budge and give to them?
Yeah, so Reed wants a trampoline, which is not going to happen because those are death traps. And then you end up putting them out back, and then all the neighbor kids come over and break their necks and break arms.
Weeds.
And
you get, weeds just grow around
And you get
them.
Sued. It's a suing hazard. And then my daughter, Lila, wants all this kinetic sand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like sand that's kind of sticky, and you'd make things out of it there at the kitchen table. And all I can see is sand everywhere.
Not going to do it.
Guess who's not going to be cleaning it up? The little five-year-old. Mom and Dad will be cleaning up the kinetic sand, so they're not getting that either. And I hate to be a Scrooge. And both of them have pulled the thing is, well, we're just going to tell Santa that's what we want then anyway, and then Santa will bring it for us. And I had to kindly remind them that I have Santa's direct phone number and email address.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already let them know, dude, don't.
I like the way they're trying to go over your head, though.
And I've told them I'll stay up and wait for Santa to get here. And if he has those, I'll ask him to leave.
And so you'll shove him down.
I will shove the fat man down. You don't try to pull that trickery on me.
When I was a kid, I remember begging for Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and I just never got it. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Violence? Like, was it too violent?
No, my dad didn't care about that. My dad grew up in Little Italy in Cleveland. I mean, he knew a few things about violence.
Maybe he's worried you'd sprain your thumbs on those little...
I guess. And that's why it melted my heart when you and one or two other people at the station several years ago got me a Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
It's the least we could do.
Mm-hmm. Still in the office.
Still in the box, too.
No, we brought it out. We broke it out a few times. I think you and I have some sort of classic video on our website of you and I playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, and I kicked
your butt. You beat me. You're like, oh.
For my son, it was always, he constantly asked for a BB gun. And again, you know, you're talking about your father being, you know, the fire chief and everything.
Sure.
Well, my dad growing up, you know, like I said, in a tough neighborhood, and he did the line long before the Christmas Story movie. My dad would constantly do the line about, you'll shoot somebody in the eye with a BB, and he said he did it when he was a kid, and he shot some buddy of his in the eye with a BB gun, which I thought was... Now, I thought it was just, you know, myth, and he's just making this crap up. after my father passed, I got to meet one of his old buddies from a million years ago in Cleveland. And I asked him about it. I said, listen, my dad used to tell this BS story about shooting some guy in the eye with a BB gun. Can you put that to rest?
And he lifted up his eye patch. Ah!
No, the guy goes, oh, yeah, I was there. That was, you know, Jim Smith or whatever.
Oh, so it happened.
And he said that he shot Jim Smith and went in the corner of his eye. And it was like a year later that Jim Smith or whatever his name was rubbing his eye and the BB fell out.
It's so strange. Right into his mashed potatoes or something.
Anyway, so because of that, I wasn't allowed to have a BB gun. And I didn't want my son to. So
yeah,
I refuse to ever
smart
get him
move.
One.
That is a smart move, though, with that one.
And then, like, my brother-in-law something got him one for Christmas, and I confiscated it.
You hit it.
Yeah,
as you should. That's dangerous, man. Well, here's what we're going to do. I have a bunch that came in on Facebook, but we do want your phone calls, too. What's on your kid's Christmas list? And you're digging in your heels saying there is absolutely no way that is going to be under the tree on Christmas morning. You can reach us at 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone's wide open right now. A few on Facebook. Vicky says her son wants a jetpack. He doesn't believe that they're not real, so he's not getting that.
You like the thing to fly?
What is he, the Mandalorian? Yeah. Jane says her daughter wants a $2,000 gaming PC. Ugh.
What?
No.
Hells no.
Hells no. Steven says his son wants a pet chicken. And I'll give you one more. We can go to break if you want. Marjorie says their kids want another sibling. No! let me give you one more. Let me give you one more, because this one I thought was pretty darn funny. Sabrina says, this is coming from a four-year-old. My four-year-old keeps asking for a real grappling hook and real night vision goggles. The four-year-old wants a grappling hook.
Grappling hook?
What's he going to be doing with that?
Was he in special forces or something?
Zip it up and over the house or something? What's going on there? She's like,
it does
no.
It sound pretty cool, though.
The kid's not getting a grappling hook for Christmas.
Got a mind bender in just about 15, 20 minutes. We're talking this morning about, really, how funny is it that every year kids ask for the moon when it comes to Christmas because they think Santa will give them really anything they want.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, like at Jeremy's house, parents have to step in and tell the jolly old elf, hey, listen, please don't bring that to this child. I don't want that.
It's so funny that I brought up kinetic sand and how my daughter's not getting that this year. And I touched a little bit about this last week on the show, too. And the amount of messages that came in from people trying to convince me to get kinetic sand. It's happening again this morning. Multiple people saying, just get the kinetic sand. It's so fun. Janice wrote in and said, kinetic sand isn't necessarily the cleanest, but they do sell kits that come in plastic cases that double as a play surface. Janet, did you read the first line of this message? Kinetic sand isn't necessarily the cleanest.
Well, you have a
right? It's the product, there is sand in the name of the product. It's not going to happen. It's going to be everywhere. I'm not cleaning it up. You're right, though, buddy. The amount of messages coming in with people with $1,000 items, $2,000 items. Heather wrote in and said, my 15-year-old needs $1,200 wheels for his first car for Christmas. She said, nope, I don't think so.
Tammy says, my daughter wants a horse. So in other words, she's like every little girl in the world. It didn't help when someone in her class got one. That's the worst. When they come home from school and they say, so-and-so got a horse.
Mary Beth got a horse. It's always a kid with a double name, too, isn't it? Mary Beth. A lot of animals, a lot of puppies. Somebody wants a python. Tiffany wrote in and said their kids want a guinea pig. Oh, here's her whole list. They want an Apple Watch, a new bike, and a guinea pig. She said, no, no, no. Actually, Santa's not coming this year because our kids have one F and one D on their last report card.
Oh. That kind of made my whole day.
Me too. That's a funny one.